Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And before we get back to this clip with Chris Ann Hall, Liberty First University, folks, you really need to check out Chris Ann Hall's site. That's at chrisannhall.com. What a wealth of information, and such an advocate for freedom and limited government. So this presidential power over immigration, does he have the authority? The question really can't be answered by quoting a particular article, section, and clause. Only application of proper constitutional principles could answer that question. First must be considered whether immigration is a power even delegated to the federal government. The answer to that question is yes and no. The authority to create a uniform rule of naturalization is vested in the federal government. However, not everything our federal government currently considers as immigration falls under this delegation. The power over foreign immigration is delegated through Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4, as Chris Ann had mentioned, to establish a uniform rule of naturalization. Because it is delegated under Article 1, we know this power is specifically vested within the Congress. Separation of powers dictates that since the power to establish this rule rests in Congress, it cannot be exercised by any other branch. So we can see that the executive branch cannot establish the rule of naturalization, and I dare say the policies therefore that fall with under that. But what authority does the president have? Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8 tells us that the oath each president must take before he enters into office, this oath lays the foundation for all executive power. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve and protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, therefore the laws. The president's primary responsibility is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. To fulfill this obligation, the president must exercise the powers delegated to the executive branch, but he also must refuse to exercise any power not delegated. To exercise power not delegated is destructive to the Constitution and a violation of his oath to preserve, protect, and defend it. So Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1 lists powers delegated to the executive branch as follows. Commander-in-Chief, upon declaration of any war by Congress, opinions of writing to Congress, and reprieves and pardons, as Chris Ann was illustrating in that clip that we shared. Dan, do me a favor, since we have an alarm going off again, could you please roll the Chris Ann Hall clip?
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Chris Ann Hall.
So we have gone through now all the power delegated to the office of the executive branch. We have not heard any mention of power over immigration, or we have not heard any power delegated to the president specifically regarding the rules of naturalization. However, what we did hear in Article 2, Section 3, was that the president shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. The executive branch is to make sure that the laws are faithfully executed. Now, in this clause, Article 2, Section 3, within the Constitution, that word laws is capitalized. And it's capitalized because it refers to specific laws. What specific laws? The laws that are created by Congress. Now, Article 2, Section 3 refers to this clause, this word laws in capitalized form, that the president shall take care that the laws, capital L, be faithfully executed. Which laws? To determine which laws are capital L laws, we must go to Article 6, Clause 2, where we find capital L laws defined. It says, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, capital L laws, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme capital law of the land. So in understanding what capital L law means, we come to the definition of capital L law under Article 6, Clause 2. The definition of capital L laws are laws that are made in pursuance to the Constitution under the delegated authority of the United States. So in compliance, in obligation to his oath, the president is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. In that responsibility of preserving, protecting, and defending the Constitution of the United States, he must take care that all laws be faithfully executed. In preserving, protecting, and defending the Constitution, he must make sure that those laws that he is carefully enforcing are only laws that are made in pursuance to the Constitution, and treaties that are made under the authority of the United States. Anything that is not made in pursuance to the Constitution is not a capital L law. That's the whole purpose of Article 6, Clause 2, what we commonly refer to as the Supremacy Clause. The Supremacy Clause does not make every single law Congress makes the supreme law of the land. It makes only those laws which are made in pursuance to the Constitution the supreme law of the land. You cannot allow Congress to make any law they want to be the supreme law of the land. Because if they're making any law, whatever law they can conceive or think of, then what we're saying is that the Constitution is not the supreme law of the land, right? What we're saying is that Congress is the supreme law of the land. Because all it takes is one law that is simply not the that is inconsistent with the Constitution, and now you have a conflict where the Constitution is being overridden by the law, and now the Constitution cannot be the supreme law of the land. It creates a paradox. It's Alexander Hamilton that actually explains to us why we cannot allow Congress to make any law that they may conceive of. We must maintain Article 6, Clause 2, the integrity of the Constitution that says the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and only laws that are made in pursuance to the Constitution are the supreme law of the land. And when we come back after the break, we're going to hear from Alexander Hamilton as to why the president must preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution by not enforcing laws that are inconsistent with the Constitution.
From Federalist number 78, on the break, Eagle Federalist 78. We'll be back. Respect the public.
Don't let them break your stride.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
He says, no legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid. And there you have it. If there is a legislative act that is contrary to the Constitution, meaning the law is not made under the authorities delegated, it is not made in pursuance to the Constitution, Alexander Hamilton is explaining that this is no law at all. It is invalid. Then he gives us a very distinct and profound warning. He says, if you allow legislative acts contrary to the Constitution to be valid, this would be to affirm, he says, that the deputy is greater than his principal, that the servant is above his master, that the representatives of the people are superior to the people themselves, that men acting by virtue of powers may not only do what their powers do not authorize, but what they forbid. So, when Congress can create whatever law, and they're not held in check by the specific delegated authority by and through the Constitution, then the only limit to Congress is their own will. And when their only limit is their own will, then they are able to do not just simply what they're not authorized to do. They're able to do things that they're absolutely forbidden to do, like create gun legislation, shall not be infringed. Right? Those laws are not made in pursuance to the Constitution. They are forbidden. But what we have been in the habit of doing is allowing legislative acts contrary to the Constitution to be valid. Maybe that is a little bit of insight now on why we feel like we are imposing upon our federal representatives when we want to meet with them. When our federal representatives act like we should be privileged to have their time and be in their presence. Because we've allowed their acts, their unconstitutional acts, to be seen as valid laws.
Yes, we have.
And now they see themselves as superior.
Yes, we have. We have. And you know, I would love to just rebroadcast all of her educational material. But what we're going to do is we're going to leave a link to this full presentation that she made on presidential power and immigration. You'll find a link in the description of the RBN archives as well. I'll make sure that I post it on all of our social media platforms on RBN, Resurrect the Republic, and Twitter after the show. So I really want you guys to go and not with commercials and not and sit, I want you to sit down and really, really listen to what she has to say over this presidential power and immigration. This false news media narrative that Trump is separating people from their families. Like I said, if you get arrested with your child with you, you're breaking the law. And we know that all kinds of crazy things are going on with this immigration, from human trafficking, the trafficking of children, the raping of women, all of these things that are going on with these coyotes. It's completely it's an illegal practice. So even though these people are trusting in these animals, and I call coyotes animals to get them here, some of them wander across, but they're all in violation of the law. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm driving down the street and I'm drunk and I get pulled over and I have my kid in the car, my kid is not going to jail with me. And this is, it's about law. And they have, the Democrats have been so absolutely dishonest with their whole approach in attacking the immigration policy that's going on right now, that they would criticize at one point for keeping the families together, and then at the other point for separating them. There is no winning with them. They are pushing for a Cloward-Piven strategy. Now, on to the next piece that I wanted to share with you, which I think is very important, is Ammon Bundy again is standing up for Schaefer Cox, and he had a little personal message to share, as well as some content from Schaefer Cox's situation just post-arrest. And a description by Schaefer of basically what went down. I think that people that have been following this, if you haven't heard this, it's going to be beneficial to you to hear it. So, Dan, if you would, Ammon Bundy and the Schaefer Cox clip, please.
Hello, my friends. Evening time here, just settling down, getting ready to eat dinner and getting a shower and call it another day. Today, while I was working, I listened to another video from Schaefer Cox, and it's very impactful to me. He tells his story pretty much up to the point where before they entrapped him and then arrested him. And they tried for, you know, years to try to get trap Schaefer Cox and so they could arrest him. And the reason why is because he was teaching people and educating them about these principles of liberties, about the purpose of government, the limitations of government, and the rights of the individual. And he was very successful in this. People were listening to him. He had a lot of people following him. He ran for office, and did very well, which scared them as well. And then he also was organizing militias, kind of family units to help and defend each other and to watch over each other. And the federal government saw him as an extreme threat and sent FBI agents, just for him, I should say, six of them. And their whole job was to entrap and provoke him. And I think you should listen to this story. I think you should take the time and sit down and listen to this story. It's about 30 minutes. But it appears that a lot of times we're too busy to find out the truth and to do something. And I'm asking you to listen and watch this video. Thank you.
They transferred out the FBI and U.S. Marshals out of Fairbanks, and they brought in six federal agents just for me and the militia. Now, it's their policy, and it's not just something that they kind of let under the rug. It's their written policy that anytime there's a group that might weaken or disturb the powers that be's, control over the people, that what they'll do is they'll come in and they'll try to provoke an incident that would then make them appear justified in bringing the whole group down and just disrupting and splintering the whole thing. So that's what they did. And first thing they got to do is they got to start out with assassination, because if you kill the man before you can name, then you'll just make a mark. So they started out with that, and that caught us totally by surprise. And then, let's see, I had six or seven actions going it all at the same time, and then they just finished it all off with, I just got a tax audit now. So it's they're really coming at us. Started out with these charges with me and my wife, and then they followed that up with another felony charge of unlawful contact. I got an attorney who's a friend of mine, and he was just baffled. He just didn't. He's like, I don't know what to say. This is not. None of this is typical. I'm kind of confused. I got to, call somebody, figure out what happened. None of this is, in the ordinary.
And that's when you went to that house.
What house? Oh no. This is 2 weeks later. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
This was all in about the span of 3 weeks. We just sort of got jobbed, all at once.
Uh-huh.
We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Schaefer Cox.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, close the sea of tears. With no provisions, but no faces, Lord, the straits of fear.
Resurrector Republic Truth Radio broadcasts on RBN with Schaefer Cox explaining to us the circumstances behind his setup.
But it was good. It was a blessing. I don't know if it was in disguise, but it was a blessing. So then we got all these charges pending. First one gets dropped in 3 days, but makes headlines all over the country and all over the world. Okay. Second one gets held for a month or two and then gets dropped. Then we respond to a Liberty Bell call where this lady's got cops coming in her house, and she said, "You can't come in." And,
right. Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Well, go get a warrant." She said, "We're coming in anyway." And she said, "Well, I want some witnesses around here because I got a feeling that you're not following the law." And so everybody shows up there, you know, with the Liberty Bell. Works great.
Now, the Liberty Bell, in case somebody doesn't understand what that is, if they don't know, what is it?
The Liberty Bell is an automatic phone network that we have in town here with about 6,000 to 7,000 members in it. And any time that somebody gets in a situation where they feel like their rights are being violated and they'd like to have some witnesses around, then they just call the Liberty Bell operator.
Mm-hmm.
And the Liberty Bell operator sends a message instantly to all those people that so-and-so could use some witnesses at whatever address. And then if you're around in the area, then you just stop by and just get your cell phone camera there and just kind of, you know, watch what's going on. And it just keeps everything on the up and up. And it's just done some really great things. And this time it was doing great things because they didn't have a warrant and they just were kind of being defiant and, you know, they need to follow the law. So got arrested there, and the cop jumped behind me, grabs my hands, and man, they teach them the most horrible, like, voodoo grips. I'm going to have to learn some of those. That was a good trick. And I said, well, am I under arrest? Didn't arrest anybody else or hassle anybody else. I said, well, am I under arrest? And he said, yeah. I said, well, what for? He said, I don't know. I got to go look up some laws. And it's on the recording, too. That's the funny part. Huh. So there's that. And no charging document. Went to the arraignment. The DA went ballistic, wanted me to not be court-ordered to not do any more public speaking, not hold any meetings, or stop operating the Liberty Bell, and just went off the deep end. But there were so many people there that there was enough pressure that they didn't, it would have been too embarrassing for them to go that against the laws of this nation to do. So they didn't do that. But then...
And now, when you say they, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the judge and the prosecutor and all the state folks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're not even really state folks, which is another thing we figured out, which is, I think, one of the reasons that we're in such great danger right now. So then, shortly after that, we get a knock on the door at our house, and all the while, we don't know what's going on. We don't know where this is all coming from. But after the fact, it turns out that there was these six federal agents up from Aurora, Colorado that came up here just for this purpose, that were just pushing all this stuff. You know, if they can't lock you up in prison, they'll tie you up in court. And we've been building enough momentum, and the biggest thing that we've been doing that's been so powerful is education, is just teaching people about the law and about what the Founding Fathers envisioned and about your rights, that those come from God, and we establish governments to protect those, and that's the only job that they can do. Just teaching people, and we've been just turning out these courageous folks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dangerous, you know? Ideas are a controlled substance these days. So anyway, it's these agents pushing this. So we get a knock on the door, and these people are at the door, and they say, we're here to get Seth Cox. That's our 1.5-year-old, our little baby. And they say, we're gonna take him and check him out. And, you know, all this stuff, just one after another, all these attacks are just coming from every direction. And so, of course I'm not going to cooperate. I know they're up to no good. But I said, what am I going to do here? So I thought, Obi-Wan Kenobi did this one time, and it worked. So I went, I'm not the man you're looking for. And they just turned around and left. No questions. I'm not the man you're looking for. And they just walked away. So right then, Marty and I left the house and started living in safe houses, running from these people. You know, this is all just politically driven, you know, mischief. And it turns out at the end what had happened is those federal agents had filed a complaint of child neglect. And their basis for that was a picture on Facebook of my little boy on the living room carpet playing with ammunition. I mean, just a staged picture, you know, just playing choo-choo chains with ammunition in an ammo can. Oh, isn't that cute? You know, take pictures and then we put it up, you know. Never too early to start them, you know.
We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit down. Don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health by Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Folks, you guys know that we've taken a pretty strong stand on behalf of Schaefer Cox, so I'm always watching for what's happening and who's standing up and who's speaking out, and that's a good thing. I really like seeing Ammon get behind this. And there's many other people. Rudy Davis, Rudy and Aaron Davis and their ministries, just unbelievable. Yearofjubilee.com, that's with one E. Incredible work with the political prisoners there. So anyway, I want to get back to I think that the best way to listen and understand Schaefer Cox is to listen to Schaefer himself. We can talk about it all day long, but when you listen to this incredible young man, he's so articulate and he cares so much about his country. For him to be set up like this, it's reminiscent of Soviet Stasi. Anyway, Schaefer Cox on Resurrect the Republic.
Up on Facebook. And then they use this as a basis to...
How did they... Well, they got them
on Facebook, they
yeah.
can just go in. I think the FBI thought up Facebook. I think that they invented that to get us to all just put that stuff out there. So, anyway, now they're going after our baby, and we're running from him. And of course, our first inclination, which is I think mistaken, is if you've got nothing to hide, then and you're not doing anything wrong, then you've got nothing to hide. Okay, the honest man has something to hide from pirates, and when they're acting like pirates, the honest man needs to hide. So, our first move was we said, well, we would love to come on do an interview, sure. And they said, we said, but we want our attorney to be there. They said, oh, no, can't do that. We said, well, then we want it videotaped. They said, no, there can't be any records made of this. And this is the Office of Children's Services saying this, that's being pushed by the feds. And so we said, well, you guys are up to no good. So that's the end of peace negotiations now. You know, this is ridiculous. And so we just quit cooperating with them entirely. So then they went to a judge and got a writ of assistance, which is, by the way, the thing that started the Revolutionary War was writs of assistance. And they took it down there to the troopers, because these federal agents, in order to orchestrate an event, they have to have some degree of local cooperation. And they took it down there to the troopers and was trying to get them to, you know, serve this writ and come kick in our door and take our baby away from us, just in case, just so they could check him out, because he might be neglected playing with ammunition on the floor. And so they take it down there to the troopers, and the troopers say, well, we don't have the manpower to safely execute this writ, and we're not going to have anything to do with this. And they said, well, what are you talking about? Why? And they said, well, we're afraid that there would be counterattacks from the militia within hours if we did this, and we just don't think we're totally in no way prepared to deal with this. And it probably also helped that a lot of those troopers know us, know Marty and I, and that kind of a thing was met with a high degree of suspicion right off the bat. I think that helped probably more than we know. But anyway, come to find out, what the supervising agent had said, the words that came out of his mouth, quote, like verbatim, was this: our plan is to try to take Seth away from Schaefer and Marty, and we believe that will be sufficient to elicit a display of force, at which point we will shoot all three of them. Now, they needed some cooperation to get this showdown on the road. And naturally, if there's a big shootout with me and all of this movement that's picked up all of this momentum, then it would probably, you know, fragment and splinter that. But you know what? God took such good care of us this summer, and we should be dead right now if it wasn't for His provision. And like that we read in the Bible just a minute ago before we started, that though your enemies are camped around about you, that He will deliver you, and that you will not be ashamed, and that you cry out to Him. We saw that. Not only did we see it, we felt it in an amazing way. And it wouldn't be right for God to take such great care of us in the face of such horrendous wickedness, and for us to not proclaim the mighty protection that He put all around us. Mm-hmm. There were so many miracles that kept us safe. People at all levels of government broke ranks and risked their own jobs and their own livelihood to help me and Marty. People stuck their neck out there. It got so bad that the Fort Wainwright commander told Marty and I that we could have political asylum on post. Because these guys come to town and they're trying to get people to cooperate with this big plan to get a shootout. And they started catching on, and their consciences came through.
There's nothing to do about those guys. Didn't they kick them out?
No, and even like really high up, powerful people. And this is one of the problems that we've got, Dick. There's this kind of a charade government, but then there's like the boots on the ground real government that's just totally unaccountable. And the other thing was they were DEA agents, Drug Enforcement Agency. Now, I don't even drink coffee. I've never so much as smoked a doobie in my life. I've never even been around drugs at all. And so I was baffled initially. Well, you know, why do they have Drug Enforcement Agency coming after me and Marty? It's because every time that they bust a drug dealer, they get to just keep that cash. And so they have this huge cash under the table budget, and they can go around doing things that would get a tremendous amount of scrutiny if it showed up as a line item in the budget. I mean, kill a young couple and their baby, it doesn't look good going through the Congressional Budget Office. And so they do it with this cash. Now, there might be people out there who are not believing this, And I totally understand, because you know what? I was fighting against this kind of corruption, and I still didn't quite believe it. And you know why I didn't believe it? Because I didn't want to believe it. I wanted to not believe it. Because if this was true, it meant that things are way worse than I had ever imagined, that hard times were ahead. It would have popped my bubble of delusional bliss. It meant that I would have a moral obligation to roll up my sleeves and cry out to God for deliverance and undertake the ugly task of opposing this rather than just, you know, sitting on my hands singing Kumbaya.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our summer. We've spent our whole summer running from these guys. Eventually what we did is we went into court. The judge wanted us to go in for a secret court, and we said, forget it, we're not going to do that. You know, and I sent the command staff down there, and they said, no way, you want to meet with Schaefer, it's got to be public. And we went down there, and we didn't say a word about the law, we didn't say a word about, or it's a pretended law, nothing. All we said was, look, this is looks like a politically driven attack, and there is no sense starting a war over this. And we just want to live at peace with everybody. And that's, I'm sure, what you guys want. And these guys will come to town. They'll start this big hullabaloo. And then they'll just fly to the next town. And we'll be left here with town torn apart. And so we just made an appeal to the sensibility of the locals that we don't need to fight with each other. And these guys are trying to get us all revved up for a cat fight, and it's insanity. We said, Judge, we don't want a war. But if you want a war, we've got one hell of a war with your name on it. But if you want peace, that's what we want too. And the judge said, well, that's very encouraging. And the attorney general said, we'll get this to go away. And that was the end of it. We haven't heard anything more. So we kind of won that battle because of God's grace, but now they're still here in town. And we just decided that now it's time to just quit, you know, being silent about this, and especially to point out God's mercy. And you need to hear from Marty on that. Do you have a question? Did you sort of have a question?
Well, the question is how many people are in the militia? Goes away from our.
Yeah, but that's right. That's okay. There's about 3,500 in the militia in the whole interior. Now there's different levels of you know, active and inactive and different levels of training. But there's about 3,500 guys. We've been working on this for about 3.5 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole goal and purpose of that is defend all, aggress none. The whole idea is to get to know your neighbors. And if things fall apart, then, you know, the good Fairbanks folks can pull together and hold it together.
It's not a malicious militia.
It's not a malicious militia, no.
Right.
It's.
But there are some of them out.
There definitely are. And there's trigger happy cowboys in the militia that we have to kick out, because, you know, that's not what this is about. If you're just wanting to keep your family safe and live at peace with people, then this is it for you. But if you're angry and wanting to, you know, go pick fights, you're not welcome here, you know. But there's trigger happy cowboys in the federal government too. And you've got these guys in the militia that just want to fight. You know, not in our militia, because we don't let them stay in there. You've got these guys that just want to fight, and then you got these feds that just want to fight. And there's no point in fighting. If we all just respect each other's rights, then we can all get along and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to aggress anybody, but we're also not going to tolerate any aggression from anybody. I mean, it didn't come to it, but, and I'll say this on, I mean, they got my phones tapped, so they know I'm saying this, so it's nothing new to put out on TV. If there came a time where they were endangering my family, you bet I'd kill those federal agents. And what kind of a father and husband would I be if I wouldn't? Would I, you know, sacrifice my family on the altar of submission to the wicked state? No, that would be despicable. We would highly criticize anybody who did that, stood by and watched in history. And we've got to reckon with the fact that that's our time right now. Now, we had those agents. With 3,500 guys, we got tremendous resources at our disposal. And we had those guys under 24-hour surveillance, those six trouble causers that came up here from, you know, from the federal government. And we could have had them killed within 20 minutes of giving the order. But we didn't because they had not yet done it. And it's not right. They're people too. And they've got just as much ability to repent as anybody else. And there's no sense in it. Now, how they rationalize what they do is between them and God. I don't think it makes any sense. But we want to have forbearance and patience and peace towards all men.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody. But God's grace and his providence has just been amazing. It was really hard on Marty and I, you know, being uprooted and getting smeared all over the press and having these people hunting you down, you know, and new mother and just a little baby and living from house to house, you know, with just a rifle and a sea bag. But at the same time, I think God was teaching me personally something there. And that was to hold all my possessions and my home and my personal peace with an open hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you just run off and leave your home, your house and your business and everything, and you just run for your life, you know, what's the verse that says, you know, head for the hills, and if you turn back for your cloak, you're going to die?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what it was like for us. And these folks were in hot pursuit. And that really taught me the value of my wife and my family and God's provision. He gave us everything we have. And he can take it away and instantly give it back again. And we're A-okay in mm-hmm. the midst of that. That's something that we had to work through together as a couple, you know. And Marty's got 3 points that are on that topic that she was going to share, so I'll let her.
Go ahead.
Well, 3 points that we were talking about in the Jeep, we were like, well, what do we, there's so much, there's such an abundance of information and facts about what happened this summer that it was like, well, we need to narrow it down for time's sake. And we were bouncing it back and forth to one another, and we decided that, you know, the first was that you see these things happen to other people, and you're like, wow, that's kind of messed up, that's screwed up, and you have inklings of, well, the system might not be perfect, there's some corruption, but you don't realize how corrupt it is, and how really the enemy uses this system to wage war against God's people. And you don't realize that until it kind of comes barreling down on you. And that it really struck home with me. You know, I knew that things were screwed up and that the system was corrupt, but it wasn't until they came and attacked my family needlessly and just really were seeking to steal, kill, and destroy that which God sought to bless, that I started to realize how corrupt it really was. And, you know, once you see how corrupt it was, once I was in it, it was like, wow, how are we going to fight this? You know, how are we going to overcome? It felt like we were outmanned. You know, the federal government seems so huge. Their resources seem, you know, unmatched. And it was like, how are we going to win this? There's no way that we're going to be able to make it out of this, at least in one piece. You know, we might make it out alive, but is our family going to make it out in one piece? Are we, you know, is our child going to be safe? Is he going to be taken to some other home and taught lies about his mother and father? And
ooh, family so separation.
Out of that, I had to come to a full realization that God was the ultimate warrior. You know, just as Joshua led the people of Israel into the promised land, God commanded him to be strong and courageous,
mm-hmm.
for he was going to be with them. And he was the one who won the battles, and he was the one that fought, and he only required his people to be faithful to his word and obey him. And and then David really spoke to my heart, you know, reading about David and realizing that here was a man who made mistakes, who was, you know, who was sinful just like we are, but who was a mighty man of God and who was a man after God's own heart. And it was because he had faith. He believed that God was going to be the one to save him and uphold him and deliver him. And the Psalms just became living bread and a refreshment and encouragement to my spirit. And really, that is what sustained me, was God's word and his promises in the word that he is going to deliver his children from evil. And, there's just so many specifics, you know, about the snares that the enemy puts, you know, at our feet, and God puts our enemies in those snares, and how our enemies use deceit and lies about us to try and make us look a certain way so that we're abandoned by others who would want to help. So, you know, it's just over and over and over in Scripture. It just showed that the enemy does seek to destroy God's children, but because we are his children and because God is righteous and faithful and loving. Now, you know, we made it through the battle. The biggest battle was with OCS, trying to keep Seth safe from, maybe well-intentioned, but people who didn't understand, who thought that it was their place to take care of our son, the son that God gave us to protect and make sure he was safe and nurtured. And
by the way, OCS kind of got suckered into it, you know. Once OCS figured out that the whole thrust of this was the feds trying to... Now, OCS as a whole is wicked and vile and horrible and should be, you know, thrown in the garbage can. But there were some good people in there that once they figured out that they were being used to start a shootout, they were backpedaling 100 miles an hour. So, like, kudos to them for... They, you know, they might be confused about whether children are property of the state, but they're not nearly as sinister as those agents that came up here that were just trying to start a shootout. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, started backing off. So just to put a point of clarification there.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. Yeah, there were definitely, in all areas, you know, in all the different areas where we were being attacked or where the enemy was trying to use them as instruments to come against us, there were good people who listened to God when he poked them, you know, to do something. They obeyed. And it was because of their obedience that we experienced his protection and his provision. And we won the battle. God won the battle for us. But the war is still waging. The enemy is still out there because of, perhaps even because of the victory. He is the ultimate enemy, Satan. He's not going to just let us go. If he knows that God has great things for us, he's not going to stop waging the war. And the war is waging. There are more battles to be fought, and we're still fighting battles, and we're still having to rely on God's protection and provision. And we're seeing that every day. And just so thankful to him. And so thankful for the prayers of others during that time. We had people that we know specifically of who were praying for us. And I know there were many others that we don't know about. But the battle truly is won on our knees.
Amen.
It's true. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, although often it seems that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you've been hurt or wronged in any way, that can be changed. We need to talk about jurisdictions. We need to talk about what's proper and how we got here. We did a lot of research this last summer, and we came up with some amazing stuff.
Just
so people need to know that. We need to get together. We need to hang by one another. Because let me say to anybody out there, if you are going through something where they are aggressing you and abusing you, you call me, because we will help you. Because after what happened to us this summer, we take our duty very seriously. And it's not just me, but it's all of the people involved in this. We will help you. And you need to be on your knees praying to God, because He is our deliverance. But we also need to stay together and sharpen one another and edify one another and take care of each other. And I just reach my hand out to any of you that are in that spot, and thank everyone who reached their hands out to us when we were the object of the aggressive despots that are the powers that be.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you, who are they calling? What's the number?
Well, you can Google Schaefer Cox and sort through all the trash and get my phone number somehow. Or you can just you can dial 590-9903.
Okay, 590-9903.
Yep, that's my cell phone number.
Okay.
And I'm easy to find and hard to catch.
All right. Well, it's good to hear your testimony. Appreciate that. Very good. Yes, sir.
I misspoke that email address for the website. It's republicoftheunitedstates.org. republicoftheunitedstates.org, and please click onto the history tab. It's all verified and documented evidence.
Okay, and then the 1st of September, what time?
December.
I mean, 1st of December.
7 o'clock in the evening at the Carlson Center.
At the Carlson Center.
Yep, we're going to be there. We're going to lay out all the evidence, and then we'll probably just kind of present it to some of these folks and say, look, it's kind of time for you to shape up. We urgently need diplomatic relations to develop. Uh-huh. Between this out-of-hand powers that be and the people who are getting fed up with it. Because if we don't establish those diplomatic ties, we are going to result with blood just by default. And I don't want to spill anybody's blood, and I sure don't want to have any of my blood spilled or any of my people's blood spilled. And there's no reason for it at all. It would be insanity for us to do that. There is no reason. And so people need to listen to reason and avoid that. We can all live it. There is no reason that we shouldn't all live at peace, but we've got to establish diplomatic relationships between the powers that be that are out of hand and the people that are here that are fed up.
Well, isn't that the truth? These diplomatic ties must be established, or we are going to end up in an internal war that we're all trying to avoid. Resurrect the Republic, rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. Thank you for tuning in. Catch you tomorrow. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Here in the land of the not-so-free.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.